This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Can they tread water? Let me look at the standings real quick yet again. Let's see here. They're in last place. They're six games out. I mean, if the Yankees were what the Orioles were a year ago at this time, the Orioles would be 10 games out of first place. But they're in this day and age. I mean, that AL Central's looking pretty strong. They got three teams at least five games over 500. The Twins have won three in a row, six of 10. I don't see it. I just don't see it.
Bob, let me ask you this. If the trade deadline were today and you were selling, what do you sell?
I sell Cedric, I sell Eflin, and I sell Mountcastle if there are any buyers. What do you think, Noel? And by the way, if this is the case a month from now, June 7th, and we're still here, that might be a reality because Eflin's probably going to be pitching this weekend in Anaheim.
Right. And I was thinking about that a little bit earlier this morning. Like, if it got to that point, who would realistically be sold? And Cedric's name immediately comes to the top of the list. I wouldn't rule out Mountcastle either. Probably be dependent on how well he's playing towards the deadline because he still has the extra year.
Sure. But
pitching, you mentioned Eflin. I'd be a little hesitant to do that. Him and Sagano, for that matter, both on expiring contracts, but I'd be trying to get them back if I could. But I don't see that as... Well, I mean, somebody's got to pitch next year.
Know,
my God.
I know what you're saying.
So,
one of them's got to go.
If they're not going to sign anybody, well, then we're just going to go right back to 2018 again. I mean, it can't be a full-scale teardown. You got to pick and choose somewhere.
Yeah, because you're not trying to, you're not in a rebuild.
No.
This is a year you were expected to contend for the championship, but it's not going according to plan. So, you might just have to... What did they say? You might have to flush this season and then look to next year a little bit when you're healthier. Because O'Neill's got a three-year deal with an opt-out, player opt-out, but there's no way in hell, you know, he'd hit free agency again with the Orioles giving him $60 million. So a month from now, they're sitting where they are, last place. I'd be in... I don't know what Mountcastle's trade value is. And you're trading Mountcastle on the assumption that Mayo replaces him.
Ew.
Are we buying that? Basayo went deep last night, by the way, down on the farm. I mean, we're not trading Adley Rutschman now, are we? We going there?
Still too soon for that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean...
But when you...
I think we're pumping the brakes on contract extension with that, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
But if you're trading these guys... What are you trying to get?
At least
you got young prospects.
You want to replenish maybe more major league ready sort of prospect guys. But then again, is Eflin going to flip you a guy that's going to be in your rotation next year?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a quandary there for Mike Elias. But then again, if you're going to suck, you get past the trade deadline and they're still here and you finish 10 games under 500, you get Bubkis for them in the offseason.
I'll go full catastrophe on you here for a second. Worst possible case scenario. The Orioles are even worse than they are right now for the next couple months. They're definitely sellers at the deadline. Mike Elias now legitimately on the hot seat. We'll say this in the hypothetical.
Okay.
Go along with me. Do you want him being the one to sell when he's not even going to be the one that's here long term? Again, hypothetically.
Oh, wow.
Now we're getting into like the end of the Duquette era when he was selling off in 2018.
I think, Nolan, I hear you working. That's full catastrophe. That's an unrealistic scenario.
I hope you're right.
They're not firing Mike Elias, even if they lose 95 games, or Brandon Hyde. Next year, however, because now Rubenstein said he's another year older, 2 years now into his ownership. I won a World Series. I'm 75, 76, whatever he is. Mm-hmm. I want to win. So he's going to open the checkbook. Now it's Mike Elias, instead of being cagey and clever, bringing in these prospects and the waiver wire things that have panned out. By the way, why did we get rid of Danny Colom again? And we'll get into that later. But now it's like, okay, now I'm giving you an open checkbook. Make this team better and build around these young prospects of Holiday, Kowser, Gunner, who's still a stud, and Adley Rutschman, whose star may be fading. It's funny, a year ago, he was the best catcher in baseball. Right now, he's not even the best catcher in his own division.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.